The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon.
What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
Easy. Radio.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, something that made us laugh very much. We all love Friendly Fires, but it's this bit of their cover of Piece of Your Heart from today's Live Lounge.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
hang on a sec.
Now, they're lovely guys, and we met them.
Yeah.
So this is nothing against them. It's just, it's quite posh, isn't it?
One sec.
What, dear boy? Have a listen to this. What do you think of this?
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Da, da, da. So Friendly Fires are on. They review their own Live Lounge. One of our absolute faves, Anne-Marie, is with us. Holding hands is a bit strange if you actually really analyse it. And more absolute driving test fails. And a handy tip that you'll want to know if you've got your test coming up.
One!
I think absolute fair play to Justin Bieber for what he put on social yesterday.
Yeah.
About how he struggled with skyrocketing basically to fame at a really young age and what that kind of did to him.
Yeah, I think it's one of those as well that people see people who are very successful and then maybe don't have as much sympathy when there's troubles. And actually, I've been one of those people that has perhaps taken the mick a little bit and stuff like that. But when people talk honestly, yeah. I think we should all encourage that. It doesn't matter what you think, or what your preconceptions are, but actually just people speaking honestly is generally a good thing.
Yeah, we've all had a pop at Biebs before.
Yes.
Let's be honest. But I just think, I don't know, I was just really, really impressed.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And respectful.
And also, I'm amazed how much that kind of thing does help other people.
Totally.
And you see it. And we're
someone,
so lucky.
Someone that famous.
Yeah, totally. And we're so lucky because even we see it to a much smaller extent. We get the odd message from people that says that this show is sometimes a bit of light in maybe slightly darker times. And, you know, someone of his fame, by saying what he did, hopefully...
really help.
...can get other people talking, so fair play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anne-Marie's on with us at 1:40. Last time we saw her, she met her biggest fan, Steve. Who is Anne-Marie's favourite Spice Girl?
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
Steve.
Me? Did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Sporty Spice.
Was that what you were going to say?
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, you would have said that, but Anne-Marie got there first.
Yeah, I got there first.
Yes.
Steve. Steve.
She loved it so much.
Yeah, ironically, she's now become a super fan of Steve.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how things go around like that? Yeah, she loved it. She was retweeting it, commenting it. Yeah. Name Anne-Marie's next 10 shows.
What?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Manchester.
Yep.
London.
Yep.
London.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep.
Birmingham.
Yep. Wait, I've lost count.
Southend-on-Sea.
Yes.
Leeds.
Yes.
Steve?
Edinburgh.
Yes.
Correct.
Steve? Yep.
Yeah. How would anyone know that? That's because you've got the answers written down next door, Steve.
Yeah.
So we can't do that on her, but we do have a new idea for Anne-Marie at 1:40.
Are you ready for it?
Jack. The Scott Mills Daily.
Will we talk in the morning?
Sam Fender, Will We Talk on BBC Radio 1 with Scott and Chris.
Okay, so we got this text from Johnny in Swansea. Says, boys, I want your honest opinion here. Do you hate it when people hold hands? For some reason, it makes me cringe when I see it. What a pointless exercise. Think about it. All right, and I read that and thought, well, that's a little weird. But actually thinking about it, he's onto something there, isn't he? Why do we hold hands?
Yeah. I'm a bit stressed about holding hands when I see it happen.
I don't think I've ever seen you hold hands.
No.
In fact, I've never seen you and your boyfriend hold hands.
No. And I remember being at a party ages ago, and it was one of my friends and their admittedly new boyfriend, but they were literally, I'm saying it was a really, a long party. They held hands pretty much all the time. And I was like, can you not let go?
You know, we do some stuff on the show that's often quite cringe. Like, you listen to it and you have to listen to it because you can't stop, but it's so cringe. And different people have different levels of what they can take cringe-wise. I worry about Johnny in Swansea because I've got a feeling he's not just looking at people holding hands and kind of going, why do they bother with it? It's doing something to him. He's cringing so hard.
But like, no one's ever asked, why is it hands?
Yeah, why are we...
Why are we not I don't know, shoulder to shoulder all the time instead.
Yeah, or why aren't we holding each other's feet as we walk around? Don't know how that would work, but you know what I'm saying. Like, actually, yeah, I mean, it's not a natural thing to do, but you get the idea. Why aren't we in a relationship sort of walking one behind the other?
Right, I mean, that's as odd as holding hands. I mean,
that could be the new way to do it.
Right, there's loads of people on saying, this is so weird you're having this conversation. Me and my mates were talking about it in the pub the other night. Someone else says, OMG, I literally just thought this yesterday. Think about it. Holding hands, it's a bit odd.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Steve.
Oi.
That was last time.
Yeah.
I love that so much, and every time you do it, I watch it.
Do you?
Yeah.
We were just talking about this before you came in that I like that you keep an eye on it, because I remember when we did it with Cheryl, you replied to Cheryl something about Steve, and I love it. Everyone's getting involved now talking about Steve.
I don't know how you stay in character.
But your one was the one that like really did major numbers.
It's
because
the best.
You lost it.
I lost it. I couldn't control my body.
You were literally on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, swinging the microphone around. So you saw the Cheryl one?
Yep.
That was epic as well.
Yep.
Have you seen the Ryland one?
Yes, that's
You've
the one
it?
I watched recently.
Yeah, it was only last week.
Yeah.
Mm. And yeah. He's like, is this real? Is this real?
I feel like Steve became a thing when you made him a thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, when you were thrashing around.
But how do you know if they haven't seen it?
See,
yet?
I thought with Ryland that he 100% would have seen it, because I'm sure, like you did, that he commented on the Cheryl
one. Did. That's
oh, he
what's
did.
Crazy. Yeah. But at the end of it, he was like, I just didn't put two and two together. I didn't think about it.
We were like, we thought you would have seen the Cheryl one. He's like, I have.
That's even funnier.
Still got him.
The Cheryl one was amazing.
Penis.
I didn't say that to her. Said that to Ryland.
Yeah.
But the,
yeah.
The Cheryl one was amazing just because...
Wait, what was the question? Okay, what part of your body have you got reduced?
Yeah.
And you kept saying penis. It was so good.
Also, this bit from Cheryl's one was good. In 2009, which Girls Aloud member won FHM World Sexiest Women?
Steve.
Yes?
Nadine.
It wasn't.
The answer was Cheryl.
Oh! I mean, her eyes. It was incredible.
That was good, isn't it, though?
I actually saw Nadine on Friday, and she was talking about it as well.
No way.
Yeah, she thought it was really funny.
Did she?
Yeah.
Because I'd worry about that. But no, she was good with it.
She was all good.
Fine. Who's next?
I don't
know.
But that's what I'm saying. Who's next?
It's going to be too popular soon.
That's the thing, right? It's like the more people that see it, and the more artists or film stars that see it, it's going to run out of steam. So I think maybe we get you to be the female Steve in future.
Yes! What is a female Steve?
I don't know.
Sharon!
Eve.
Yeah.
Eve. I think it's because I think that you would be, like, you would nail the awkwardness of it.
Yes, let's make that happen.
Would you do it?
I'd love that, yeah.
Okay, right. We'll do it another time.
Yes.
Because you're right. People are just going to recognise Steve all the time now.
Yeah.
Let's try a few out. What name would you like?
Well,
do it in the Steve voice.
First instinct was... Sharon.
Yeah.
And that's my one.
Yeah,
that's Sharon.
Yes. Sharon's good. I quite like it when it's blunt. You know, Pat. But maybe I'm saying
I was thinking Pat.
Maybe I'm saying maybe it's because I'm saying it in a more low-key voice, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I like Pat.
Because it's got to suit Anne-Marie's voice, isn't it?
What voice would Pat have?
Proper cockney.
Yeah.
Bro.
You spit on yourself.
I just really spat then. I went for it.
Pat.
Pat. You know, like, proper pet.
Yeah.
But then I think that might be a bit obvious that it's me.
I don't know.
Are we pet. Just thinking EastEnders characters? Because they all were. Peggy.
Peggy's good. Peggy.
All right, you're perfect at this. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Lauv and Anne-Marie now.
Oh, nice.
And that song, Lonely.
Scott Mills.
It's a banger.
Yeah, it's a tune.
Lauv and Anne-Marie and Lonely on Radio 1. Do you ever hum your own songs in your spare time? Because they're in your head.
I listen to my own songs. all the time.
If I had songs, I'd listen to them.
Only new stuff, though.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff that's come out already, I've had enough of that.
So, apart from when you're doing countless gigs at festivals, you've not heard Ciao Adios for ages, have you?
No. No, I haven't. Do you want to play it?
You've not heard, you've not even entertained 2002 for a long time.
No.
Right, listen, we've got a game which we play with quite a few people where we find out if the comments underneath the videos on the internet are from one of your music videos or from a video of a different kind.
Okay.
So Chris has been doing some great research for this. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, no worries, Chris. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you do without you?
Have I? Yes.
So let's play adult video or music video.
Oh, I love this. I love it.
Okay, so game face, is this from one of your videos or from an alternative video?
Okay.
This video is ruined. They're meant to be in an aircraft, but you can hear a car alarm go off at 3:10.
Oh, my God. That has to be a sexy time video.
No, why? Because it's surely, like, how many sexy time videos have got continuity errors around planes and cars? Do you know what I mean? You'd have to be really focused in. Think about it.
Some have a proper storyline.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I've never done a video in an aircraft.
Right.
Really?
Yeah,
so what's
gotta
your answer?
Be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a sexy time video.
Oh, it must be sexy time then.
Correct!
Yes! See, people get so annoyed. I bet they got well put off by that alarm.
there goes the alarm. what about this one?
I'm really lonely. Cat emoji. I need a girlfriend.
Mm.
Ooh.
That could go either way. Mm.
I think it's one of mine.
Correct, friends.
Friends?
Yeah.
Mad, I was thinking lonely.
No, friends.
Friends.
What about this one?
The story of this video is really relatable. I've watched it a few times.
Her voice makes it sexual. I don't know.
I think it's got to be a sexy time one, this one, hasn't it?
Can you play it again?
The story of this video is really relatable. I've watched it a few times.
Because think about it. It could be, you know, taxis. It could be any. Do you know what I mean? There's quite relatable stuff.
Yeah, let's say sexy. Yeah. Sexy.
You're in a roll, correct?
Yay!
Right, we'll do some more with Anne-Marie after this.
Scott Mills.
Anne-Marie is here. We're playing adult video or music video. These comments are underneath either one of Anne-Marie's music videos or the ones of a different kind. Here's your next one.
This video deserves more views. Sweating emoji. Kiss emoji.
These voices are making me feel funny.
I worry the worlds have collided on that one.
This video deserves more views. Sweating emoji. Kiss emoji.
God.
What do you think?
Adult video?
No, it's for heavy.
Sweating emoji. Weird.
If only my Instagram comment section was as lit as this one. Insert sad music.
Mm. Adult.
Correct.
Yes.
No, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, those sheets get dirty, man.
What was that? Their sheets.
Whoa, those sheets get dirty, man.
The sheets are getting dirty. Hang on a minute. What think about my music videos?
Think about it. Dirty sheets.
Dirty sheets.
But I'm struggling to work out with your music videos what you would have done. And do you know what I mean? Why the sheet? Where?
I was in a bed in alarm.
But what did you do? Sounds like they're soiled or something. Mm. So what's going on?
What were you doing in the bed?
Just with this guy.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Mm. I reckon it's that.
I say adult.
No, it's for friends.
Yes.
Come on. Why were the sheets dirty in friends? I can't remember.
I literally have no idea.
Maybe they weren't dirty. Maybe the person just thought they were dirty.
Maybe it's a translation problem.
Right, could be.
Yeah.
What about this?
At 2:40, this video goes to a whole new level. It's always good to tell people how much they mean to you.
I can't figure it out.
At 2:40, this video goes to a whole new level. It's always good to tell people how much they mean to you.
I'm literally imagining a whole adult video.
A whole new level.
Where it's like they're proper going at it. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait. I just want to tell you.
Ah! What, so you're saying adult?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes! I want to watch that one.
And finally,
I just told my crush how much I like him, and now I'm watching this video whilst I wait for his reply.
This is so good. These are great comments.
I'm going to say one of mine.
Wouldn't that be lovely if it is one of yours, though?
Yeah. It's a nice Depends song. What song.
I just told my crush how much I like him, and now I'm watching this video whilst I wait for his reply.
2002?
No adult.
Shut your mouth. Shut up.
Real. I know.
What video was that?
I can't say.
Wow.
That was a fun game, right?
Yeah, that was intriguing.
And next time you come back, you're going to be Sharon or Pat or Peggy or whatever we decide.
Betty.
Good to see you, Anne-Marie.
You too.
As ever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Funny Business.
Right.
It's all on today. Okay, so we have two companies here ready to call. I've got one for Chris. He's got one for me. We obviously don't know who we're going to call.
Yeah, and the only rule with this that we do is that you can't laugh. Because some of the names, I mean, they're all immature, but some of them are funny. So we just say no laughing. That's the only rule.
Okay, right. You're going to go first today.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so call the number. Do not laugh, even though the company has a slightly ridiculous name.
Good afternoon, Humpstump Clearances.
Oh, good day. Who am I speaking to?
It's Katie from Hump and Dump Rubbish Clearance.
Hump and Dump?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hi, my name's Chris. Are you you're like a removal company?
Yes, we are a rubbish clearance company.
Cool. How long has Hump and Dump been about?
My partner's owned it for about 7 years or so now.
7 years of humping and dumping?
Yeah, 7 years.
And was it you or him that came up with the name?
He did.
Okay, and what inspired him? Is there a history that humping and dumping? Or?
Yeah, he's actually... he doesn't actually live up to that name, no.
No.
It's actually his sister that unfortunately got cheated on, and the person he was cheating with said, oh, don't worry, love, you've been humped and dumped. So, so he thought it was a really good name for a rubbish clearance company.
So he named it after his sister?
Yeah, her mishap, yeah.
Wow. That's quite personal, isn't it?
It is really, yeah. But it's a name that everyone remembers and it keeps us going.
Okay, and where are you based?
Brighton.
And how many customers do you have sort of humping and dumping on a weekly basis?
Quite a few. Quite a few customers a week.
All right. I just wanted to know a little bit more about the business. Thank you.
All right, then.
All right, then. Cheers, then.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you.
Nice one. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye.
There it is. I always get a bit scared until you hear the little tone at the end.
We named it after my husband's sister. She got humped and dumped.
What's that about? Your own sister?
That's what we called it.
It's a business named after your sister's tragic love life.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah, I like that one. Hump and Dump in Brighton. Okay, your turn.
Good afternoon, Crabby Dick. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Who am I through to?
This is Dave at Crabby Dick's in Biddeford.
Crabby Dick's?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay. I can't even begin to imagine what your business is. What is it, please?
So basically, we are a lounge bar and club.
So it's not the bad crabs we're talking about, is it? Is it a seaside ones or what?
Yeah, it's a seaside one.
How many customers are keen for Crabby Dick's? Do you get busy?
We get really busy. So basically, during the week, it's just quite a relaxed lounge bar. And then on a Friday and a Saturday night, we have an upstairs like dance floor and stuff. And
I bet you do.
It gets really packed out.
Yeah, you clear the tables away and suddenly there's a dance floor appears at Crabby Dick's.
Oh, it's awesome. Honestly, absolutely awesome.
And what's your slogan? Is it like, Crabby Dick's, time to text your ex?
No, it's actually Krabby Dick's Itching for a Good Night Out.
Oh, even better, you see. I really enjoy it. Next time I'm in the North Devon area, I'm going to get myself some Krabby Dicks.
Yeah, pop on down.
Good to speak to you.
Good to talk to you too.
Thank you then.
Cheers, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Wait for it, yeah.
And there we go.
And he's gone, yeah.
The old crab... Oh, there.
Okay.
The Krabby Dicks. That's a great one, right?
It's a good one. Never heard of it.
No, and I think you just saying that next time you're in North Devon, you're going to get yourself Krabby Dicks is something that can live on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Friendly Fires.
Hello. Hey.
Hi. Hello. And hello, and hello in particular to one Ed with a double D, which I really enjoy.
Oh, cheers. Do you like that?
I do, actually. I've never met an Ed with a double D before.
Well,
it's just
so
different.
Well, welcome along.
Yeah,
no, I feel especially welcome. Yeah. I've never had that sort of a warm intro.
How was it following on from Taylor Swift in the live lounge?
She left the place a total mess.
I know, right?
We had to do about
classic
an
Swift.
Hour and a half of like tidying up before we got actually got started.
Such a mess.
Yeah,
but yeah, thanks for doing it. Would you rate your performance out of 10 for me, please?
I don't know. I'd probably give it an 8.5.
I'd give it 8.5.
Yeah.
Double D,
I mean, I couldn't hear myself in the monitor, so I'm going to say 10.
But the 8.5, what do you think was lacking there?
What could you like a bit better?
I think to go beyond 8.5, you really have to be doing something incredibly unique, right, and inspired.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we were doing that, so maybe it's an 8. Maybe it's an 8.7.
There is a mouse in there. Did you see that?
No.
It really puts people off. And that, I mean, that can make people have a 4 performance in the live lounge, you know what I mean?
Is that genuinely true?
Yeah, there's a rogue mouse at the moment.
Have you not yet named it?
No one could seem to catch it. But if that happened halfway through and it Piece of Your Heart, that would have been awful.
And it got through your incredible security that you have downstairs.
Right, exactly. We've actually started a campaign to get a live lounge cat to sort it out.
It is actually massive from the mouse, because if you think about it, from you guys came in, you go through security, you have to move up through a lift, you know, top floor here as well. Mm. It's almost impressive.
But that mouse has seen some of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
Like up close.
Wow.
Closer than you would ever see them at a concert. So you did Medusa, Piece of Your Heart. Would you like to hear it back?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
Show me a piece of your heart, a piece of your love. I'm calling you up to getting down, down, down. The way that we touch is never enough. I'm turning you up to getting down, down. Show me a piece of your heart.
I'm saying it's a 9.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Scott.
What made you decide to cover that song? I wasn't expecting that. Although I wasn't expecting... I can't remember, it's 2011 when you covered Edge of Glory by Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I don't know, I think, you know, there's just a list of songs. We pointed at one, and there it was, Medusa,
Most of
PC
them,
Heart.
Yeah, I wasn't going to rap on any songs, obviously, so...
No.
Yeah, this had vocals on it that I could do.
And that's how we made that decision.
It's a really, that's a terrible answer. It's a great song.
No,
it's a great song. It's got, you know.
I think what I really like about the Live Lounge with Ice as well is that often then the Live Lounge cover becomes part of their set in the future.
Sometimes.
Is that something that you would explore with Medusa here, or is it just a one-time
we'll
only offer?
I don't know. I mean, but then I think there's also something special about it just being a one-time thing.
Yeah.
You know, it being a little exercise that just remains special for Radio 1.
I mean, Arctic Monkeys never made Love Machine by Girls Aloud part of their set. So. Tomorrow, we've got Youngblood at 12 in the Live Lounge. Friendly Fires, thank you for being excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that is Friendly Fires and their version of Piece of Your Heart, Medusa.
I'm sorry, the breakdown bit in that, lovely guys, right, very well spoken. The poshest version of it I've ever heard. Do you know the bit I mean?
With the, like, it's the bit
where... Sorry, what did you say?
That's my fave. Can we get that?
Okay. See, if I was covering that song in the Live Lounge...
What? Sorry.
that bit would stress me out, because at some point, you know, you've got to do the talky bit.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Yeah, sorry, young man. Game of billiards, isn't it?
Good day, gentlemen.
Chin-chin.
How about it goes a little bit like this?
Game of polo.
Hang on, one sec.
One sec, man.
How about it goes like this?
Stop it! They're really nice. I got a sec.
Frightfully sorry.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Lardo, Ecstasy on BBC Radio 1, Ecstasy.
Love that song.
I know.
So good.
I can tell on your Instagram story. What's that about?
Do you know what? I've noticed at Radio 1, I've noticed an increase in stories of DJs dancing.
Yeah, it's on a lot. Yeah.
I'm seeing it happen a lot, and I'm thinking, right, we need to be a bit more lively on this show, because often that kind of song's on and people are going mad in the car and we're just sat back here going like, yeah, great song. Yeah.
Just quickly, what about...
So about
Shawn Mendes next, yeah?
Okay, hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this? Yeah.
Sounds like one of our bosses here. anyway.
So you thought you'd just do some crazy camera angles and make it look way more exciting in here than it actually is.
That's what it's like in here. Just Instagram story of me having it.
Yeah, we're like raving to every song. Scott Mills. We got Orla on the line yesterday, who was a little bit fed up because she'd failed her driving test 4 times. After 3, we're going to make her feel so much better.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
And congratulations. I know that you have just landed your actual dream job.
Yes, I have, indeed. Yes,
get
I have.
Get in. What is that?
I'm going to try and become a funeral director.
Have you always wanted to be a funeral director?
Ever since I was, like, 8 or 9 years of age, yeah.
Wow. Oh, it's a bit like me with the radio, like, from an early age.
Definitely.
Yeah, but with the radio, you'd practice at home and stuff like that, wouldn't you, to your mum? I don't know if it's really possible to do anything like that.
It's not
that,
something Matt, you can really do in your house.
Pose the walk and that.
No, no, you can't.
Do a little walk there.
Yeah, I mean, fair play, Matt, you know, going for the job that you want to do. So was it just like a switch in careers then or a sudden moment?
Yeah, literally, I was at present work. It's a bit rubbish at times, so I thought, why not go for it? There's a new place open where I live, and I thought, well, put hammer CV in, and I got it. So I start in October after holiday, and then let's get cracking.
That's wicked, man. Let's get cracking.
Come on, let's get cracking on them funerals.
You know, I love... it's so hard for people to do, right? Because obviously everyone's got bills to pay and stuff like that, but if people can make a jump... And go for a job that they've always wanted to do. Sometimes it can be really, really hard. But I always kind of like it when people do it and always hope it works out. So I really hope it all works out for you, Matt.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
All right, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Is that a laugh, Matt?
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Oh. This is Usher, Caught Up.
Yeah, peak Scott Mills, this one. Tune, though. Matt,
yeah,
you can have that.
Tune.
Or I've just gone for one of my safe ones that, like, I think I've chosen this 100 times, but I think it's a banger and I love it. It's one of my favourite songs ever. This is the Cortinas, Not 19 Forever. You see, what's with the laugh?
I don't know.
It becomes more sinister from a funeral director.
Right, what are we going for?
Well, it's dead simple. Sorry, pardon the pun. It's so easy, it's going to be Scott.
Yeah. I can't figure it out why I'm so caught up. Got me feeling it, caught up. I don't know. Gentlemen.
Now, on Tell It, the story of Connor, a 21-year-old indie wrestler from Grimsby.
From going out of the curtain, into the ring, and doing your thing, like, it's that, a little bit of escapism that I think that's what captures me.
When he becomes Scotty Rourke, he completely changes.
We hear how the sport helped him cope with the pressures of life.
You seem to be angry at yourself and you seem to be angry at the world, but wrestling's always been that outlet. It's always been that thing I know I can count on. Maybe the only healthy coping mechanism I've found.
Tell It.
Wrestling saved my life.
Available now. Download and subscribe on BBC Sounds.
Usher, Caught Up.
Lorna makes a very good point. Lorna in Barnsley, she texts in saying, Scott, Chris, can you please find out why he was laughing? It's true, he laughed on both choices, but didn't really explain why.
Also,
Lorna's saying I wasn't in on the joke.
What? No, I wonder what the joke was. None of us were in it, only him in his head. Matthew, who was on Bangers yesterday, has been on, saying, your song got picked yesterday. Another Matthew, Matt, today, and you won. That's true, I need a Matt on every week. At least once.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Orla. Hi.
Hi.
If people didn't hear you yesterday, tell us what happened.
So I got back home and I just thought I'd text into the show and say that I failed my driving test for the fourth time because I needed a bit of consolation. Yeah. And then I spoke on the radio about the fact that I failed my driving test four times. Yeah.
Are you feeling any brighter today? Because yesterday you were a bit fed up.
Yes, I've rebooked my test now, so fifth time lucky.
Fifth time lucky. And when's the test?
It's in October half term.
All right. Are you going to have any more lessons on there just to top it up a bit?
I think I need them, definitely.
I didn't want to say, maybe. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
The wrong side of the road thing is, that's quite major. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Where in the UK are all these fails happening, please?
Shrewsbury,
Shropshire.
Some places are harder than others, I should point out. Mm. I think Oxford is like a really hard place to pass. I remember someone saying that. Anywhere where there's loads of roundabouts is a huge problem for driving tests.
There are so many.
There you go.
If you could just talk us through the first four times again.
Okay, so the first time I got 3 majors and 13 minors for many things. And then the second time I failed because I parked too close to another car, and then apparently a car couldn't get through, but then a car did get through, And then the other time I drove on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
And another time I went into a junction and then the lights turned red and I stopped in the junction when I should have carried on.
Okay.
Many things.
Do you know, before your fifth test, I want to make you feel a lot better about yourself, okay?
Okay.
That's our aim today. Next, I've got some other listeners that will make you feel so much better that you've not passed your test yet and you're on four times.
Okay.
Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
This is Juice WRLD and Lucid Dreams. Juice WRLD's just done a song with Benny Blanco, who is on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
He is a lot of fun. I FaceTimed him on the official chart once and I was like, if he's ever in the UK, we need to get him on.
I remember that video and remember thinking he was an interesting character. Was he a little bit, I don't want to say like, you know the guy on Along Came Polly where it's like Scuba? Like...
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
He is a lot, but it's going to be good. Benny Blanco on the show tomorrow. Right, so looks like Orla needs to go to, is it Whitchurch? Whitchurch, which is half an hour away from Salisbury. And that's got the highest rate of people passing their driver test and only half an hour away. So maybe consider doing your test there. Is that allowed? Are you allowed to choose where you do it?
I think you can, yeah.
Oh, okay. You're right about Oxford. Holly is now in Swindon, but now she's got to cope with that magic roundabout, which is all sorts of confusing in Swindon.
Mm.
Or book your test on the Isle of Mull. One roundabout, one set of permanent temporary traffic lights, neither on the test circuit. Not many people fail there. Orla's with us. Hello.
Hello.
She's hoping for fifth time lucky when she takes her driving test in October half term, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I need all the luck I can get.
Okay. This will fill you with positivity.
Okay.
Hey, Molly.
Hello.
Okay, this is Orla. Orla, meet Molly. Molly, meet Orla.
Hello, Molly.
Oh.
Hello.
This is nice, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Molly, do you want to tell Orla what happened to you?
Well, basically, I used to just panic so much on my driving test, and it took me 5 attempts. I passed my fifth one. Probably shouldn't have done, really, because I nearly crashed into a wall. But on one of my tests, I went round the roundabout the wrong way. Yeah, so I was, like, facing all the oncoming traffic. But basically, they told me to turn right, and I literally turned right.
No.
You just took it too literally and went the wrong way.
Yeah. And I ended up on, like, that islandy bit in the middle.
Oh,
What? Yeah, so, no one goes on that.
But then it got worse. I had a fourth attempt, and I ended up, I was going down like a single country like road, and there was like loads of trees everywhere, like branches hanging out over the road. And I thought, right, I probably ought to go at like 40 down here, but then I probably should have gone at like 20.
Yeah.
Because I ended up having all these trees and branches like smacking the car and the windscreen. And I got back, the examiner was like, if those trees and branches had been bigger and stronger, they'd have gone through this windscreen and killed me, which I don't think was a bitch matter.
Oh, that's incredible.
Okay.
So the examiner's basically told you you nearly murdered them.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bit of manslaughter.
So you drove into a tree?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Ola, how are you feeling at this point?
I am feeling a little bit better, actually. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Molly.
That's all right.
Ola, here's Sam to make you feel better as well. Hey, Sam.
Hi, OK.
Hi, Sam.
What have you got for us?
I failed my driving test the first time by the examiner known by Terminator Trace, as she goes as. She failed everybody the first time, 100% regardless.
Why?
My friend passed with her. I have no idea. She's just grumpy. She's foul. When I was sat waiting for my test, she came through. She was like, oh, Samuel? I was like, yeah, that's me. I looked at my driving instructor and I said, I do not want her. I've heard things about her.
Oh, what? So word had got round that, like, she was awful?
Yeah, she's scary. She's like, just imagine, like, this Trunchbull, but with, like, a massive ball on her face.
Trunchbull.
Yeah, you know what this is like? You know when you watch The Chase and they reveal who the chaser is?
Mm.
It's like that. In the sense that you don't know what examiner you're going to get, but you really don't want Hegarty, do you? She will destroy you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so she failed me the first time. So I told my mum. My mum said, look, I've got a friend. She's called Lorraine. She said, if you eat a banana before you go on your driving test, you will pass. So I did. I ate a banana the morning before my driving test, and I passed.
Yes!
What?
Oh!
Great advice.
Right, Ola, I hope you're listening.
I didn't do that, so that's probably why I failed.
Right, can we get you back on when it's test time and we'll make you eat a banana on the radio in the morning when they are early afternoon?
Yep.
But, Scott, surely we've got to throw this out to everyone. If you are doing your driving test, you've got to eat a banana before.
Yeah.
Guaranteed pass.
Yeah. You pass, yeah.
Yeah, and surely we'll be able to hear from loads of people if this is true.
And you totally believe that's why you passed, do you, Sam?
100%. My mum's friend, Dora, did it. She was like, look, she was like, I know people, they've done it. So my mum said, why don't you just make a business out of it? Put a stall outside the driving test centre and sell bananas to people before they go into the test.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, someone's missing a trick here.
Okay. Yeah.
What was your examiner's name?
Terminator Tracer.
Well, she really had a bad rap, didn't she?
Yeah. My friend passed with her, and I don't know how he did it.
He ate a banana.
Ola, when it's test time in October, we'll be back on. Have banana in hand ready.
Scott Mills.
When you do your first test and you're told to get in the right-hand lane, but then you turn right instead.
It's just incredible. Absolute scenes here, though. I mean, with everyone saying about his banana, Scott.
Exactly, right? There are so many people, and this is why I learn things on a daily basis from this show.
Yeah.
Rosie in Cornwall. My mum always told me to eat a banana before my driving test. Passed the first time with one minor. Tash in Peterborough. Ate a banana before her test. Passed his first time.
I've not seen one person that's failed after eating a banana so far.
So guys, if it's a test coming up, a banana for you is the way forward. Hang on though. What about if the driving examiner eats a banana before the test? Does that cancel out the testee's banana?
Good point. And don't throw the skin out the window because it'll all go Mario Kart.
It's a double negative there with the double banana.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Richard has been on. He knows about these things. Bananas are well known amongst driving instructors as the driving test superfood because they're full of vitamin B and a type of protein the body converts into serotonin, which will then, in turn, help calm your nerves and keep your mood upbeat.
There you go.
Never knew this before today. I've got to get one more on. Russell.
Hello.
What happened to you?
I failed my driving test before I'd even driven the car.
OK. How is that possible?
So
So you have a show me, tell me question at the start. My show me question was, show me how your check of the horn works. I pressed the horn. The horn didn't work. And the examiner said, are you not going to show me how to do it? And I said, I pressed it. It's not working. And they said, oh, it's a legal requirement. We're not taking this test. And failed me on the spot. Didn't even drive.
Oh, that's harsh. So what are the chances? So they asked you to test the horn and the horn didn't work.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but Russell, did it work, though? Or are you just saying it didn't?
No, it definitely didn't work. The instructor came over afterwards and said, they think it's a mechanical fault, and he was going to get it fixed that day.
Okay, so he
said, tough luck.
But hang on, he's now admitted that the car was at fault. It wasn't your fault, but still, like, you still didn't even drive.
But that was the instructor's car, right?
The examiner's like,
you need to sort your car out first, mate. Phil,
that is rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back from 1 tomorrow on Radio 1, and at 3, Bernie Blanco.